Now let's go to Tony, who lives in Los Angeles and listens to New Life on a podcast. Thank you so much for downloading our program, Tony, and thanks for calling in today. How can we help you?
I don't want to take up too much time. It's just pretty much I'm dealing with the fact that I got a 14-year-old that I'm trying to build a relationship with that I lost years ago due to parenting skills from the mother, where lies took place and kind of kept me from him due to the fact that I was in another relationship, kept me from seeing him, kept me from spending time with him. Her plan was, well, if I can't have you, then, you know, I don't want my son around another woman. So I've tried reaching out many times, but I'm always getting the short end of the stick. I get lied and just let down most of the time. And people say, you know, hey, you got to keep trying. He's your 14-year-old son. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. He's just a kid. I said, I understand. But probably there's a lot of people out there probably walking in the same shoes I'm in. Are we dealing with the same thing or differently? But I just feel like every time the mom reaches out to me, you know, I want you to be a part of his life. You know, like it just happened recently. I said, okay, you know, let's sit down and talk, you and I, first about how we're going to approach the damage that's taking place. You know, because you have to be held accountable for your actions, like as well as me for my actions.
So she's willing to let you spend time with him, and then what happens? She says, oh, no, never mind. It's not going to work.
Well, it's happened like that before, but this time I don't know if it's different or not. She did apologize to me via text. You know, what you mentioned, what we talked about the other night kind of made sense, made me realize the damage that I had caused. I said, well, Jenny, you need to sit down or try to sit down and have a conversation with him and allow him to see what took place, so that when he questions or asks, like, well, why isn't my father around? Why isn't he in the picture? He needs to know why. You know, I don't know if that's the right approach or not.
Tony, just, what's the custody agreement?
Well, there was one together, but we stopped just pursuing it because we got back together. And getting back together, we just like, okay, we don't need to follow the custody. So then it's just the relationship was just so dysfunctional. I just had to move out and just get out of the picture. So it was just hard again just to follow the custody because of the age he was in. I wasn't going to obligate him and force him, like, you got to come spend time with me. So, you know, I wanted that to be a genuine, but I also wanted her support. But some damages were done. He was like, well, I don't want to go see my dad or spend time with my dad.
Yeah, so we don't have a lot of time here, Tony. Here's what I would say to this is that I wonder if his mother's struggling with him right now. He's 14 years old. When you get to that age, you start to become, you start to separate from your parents, and you want to, your social world becomes everything for you. Because that's what you need in adulthood. And so that happens. And so sometimes kids don't want to be with their parents. So, but the solution is to say, well, if you don't want to be with me, I just respect that. No, they need their parents. Kids need their parents. And what I would suggest to you, if she's reaching out to you and she's taking ownership of what she said, I would try and get a meeting with all of you together so that you can all be on the same page, so that she can take responsibility for the things that she said that were damaging and that kept him from you. But I'd also like you to take responsibility that you did not pursue that custody agreement as a dad, to say, no, you're my son, and I'm going to make sure that I see you and that there's not going to be any other excuses here. It's my responsibility to pursue this and follow through with this, because kids don't know what is best for them. So I'd like you to take responsibility for that part and recognize, too, that this is just a difficult time with a 14-year-old. He's got a lot of hurts. Yeah. He's individuating, and he's got a lot of hurts from not being around you. And he's probably starting to act out here. And you may have to say, well, you know, I love you and I'm going to want to see you. And so I'm going to create time to do that. And so you know, you're going to see me, we're going to hang out, but you have some choices in what we do here. And but then you've also got to build a relationship back with him and talk with him and say, I'm sorry I wasn't there for you, and listen and hear him out. And you're going to have to be in the listener role a whole lot more than you're in the speaker role to build back that trust with him.
14-year-old boys are tough. Not all of them, but, you know.
Most.
I got a 13-year-old. You know, and I think that that's really important, Mark, because...
Don't try.
But hold on, Tony.
Go ahead.
Don't try. Stop trying. Deep. I'm going to go Yoda on you. Yeah. There is no try. There is only do.
Yeah.
Because parenting teenagers, especially your guy who is probably confused and hurt and angry at you, is going to require you to take it in the shorts for a long period of time. It's going to be hard. And it doesn't mean you get to be walked over. It doesn't mean that you get to be blatantly disrespected. It just means that you got to stay with his frustration. And he may be frustrated about something at school and he doesn't have an outlet for it. So you may become that outlet. Totally unfair. But that's what it means to be with a teenager, walking them through their teenage years. So I love the fact that his mom reached out to you. And there's one other piece here, and actually Mark gave it to a previous caller. You need to get your relationship with her out of the way of your relationship with him, meaning that like there's some resentment you have towards her that's interfering your relationship with him. And so certainly address the struggles that you have with her, but really don't let that get in the way of you connecting with your son.
Yeah, they're separate. So don't blame her for the poor relationship with him. Just take responsibility for your part. If he's angry, underneath the anger is pain.
Yeah.
And it's probably legitimate pain. And so, but what kids do, especially as teenagers, when they roll their eyes, when they push us away, it triggers our rejection wounds.
Yes.
And so we need to learn to see, what is that triggering in me and how can I address that? Because I'm the parent, they're the child. Mm-hmm. A parent shouldn't have a child validate them. It happens the other way around. Okay? So pursue your son.
Yeah.